2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Well, here we go.
Hey.
All right, let's measure the distance between each other. Scary, you're way too close to me.
Okay, I'm gonna have to move back at least.
I'm gonna move over as well.
I think I'm about five feet. Yes.
I think so.
We're about six. Yeah,
maybe.
Okay, so Danielle, you and Gandhi are how far from each other?
Maybe five.
7 feet, maybe.
You think seven?
Six,
no,
6 feet.
Five.
I know, but then you got Garrett right in the middle.
I'm gonna be in the corner.
Okay.
Why are you yelling?
And then Brody, you're pretty close to Scary and Gandhi.
Yeah.
I'm 5 feet, 3 inches away from both.
Okay. They were saying 6 feet. I heard them saying
that. The social distancing has not worked out well for me in the studio.
No. What do you mean?
I seem to be closer to people than I was before. Nate was over here before. Garrett's all up on me now.
But where is Nate?
6 feet from you, Gandhi. I'm good.
Okay.
Danielle, not so much.
Where did Nate go?
Nate literally said, I'm out of here.
Where's Nate?
Nate said there was no room.
Well, hold on.
He's taking an alcohol bath.
Nate?
Where are you going?
Where are you?
Why are you in the other room?
Why
are you in the other room?
We reached our limit of people and social distancing space. I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We're allowed 3 more people.
I don't know.
Well, no. In this room, we don't have a lot of space. What if you went to another room and turned on the microphone?
That would take some time.
Okay.
We might be out of 15 minutes by then.
Okay.
I'll be in tomorrow. Don't worry. I'm not going anywhere.
We can get the cordless mic and you can stand in the corner. Mm.
Really?
With a dunce cap.
Okay. Why don't I just stand outside, Brody?
In the corner.
Elvis kicked you out. I said you could stay in the corner.
I didn't kick him out. No, look, this is going to take some adjusting. We're going to figure this out.
Yeah, all right.
We're going to figure it out.
This is our time to get a grand studio. Big, big one. Where we can all stay that far apart from each other. This is a moment.
Like, we need an auditorium.
Like one of those King Henry tables where the queen was all the way on one end and the king was on the other.
Yes.
Let's go to those.
Let's face it. We're all self-contaminating each other. I mean,
we are.
If one of us gets it, we all got it.
Someone suggested on a text message earlier that we shouldn't refer to it as social distancing, that we should start calling it physical distancing because we need social more than anything in our life right now. So don't distance yourself socially.
I think this is a good time to like take a break from being social. I think this is a good time to push yourself to the limits with just you.
I think it's a great time on that note to really get to know yourself. We've talked about this. Like, if you are very, very uncomfortable being alone, that's something to look into.
Oh,
why is
scary.
It that you're uncomfortable being alone?
Let's
and what can
this.
You do to be better?
Right. See, I have no issue being alone. I love being alone.
Yeah, me too.
Me three.
Me four.
No way.
FOMO, FOMO king.
You are the FOMO king.
Oh, scared.
FOMO king.
I will say I was bored yesterday and I literally had to put myself to sleep on 3 different occasions because
he looked at his
Instagram account.
Yeah, I was about to say, how do you put yourself to sleep?
I put myself to sleep by literally laying in my bed. I do everything from my bed. If I put the TV on in bed, no matter what time of day it is,
you're out.
I'm done.
All right.
Nice.
Out like a light.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies, Scary?
I really don't.
No, maybe now's the time.
Sleeping.
Like, think of something that you've always wanted to do. Can you start doing it at home? Can you watch YouTube tutorials and try, maybe?
No. You know, I did like my idea earlier of going out by myself on a nature walk because we do have great parks around us.
Dude, that's going to Whole Foods for
I
you.
Did a nature walk with you once. I don't think you should try that again.
Make sure you take your phone.
Okay, well, look.
Or riding a bike.
Okay.
You ride a bike? I'm going
to
see that.
I would like to rent a city bike and ride it.
Haven't we had a conversation that Scary is not passionate about any one thing?
I'm really not.
He's sort of a 6 on everything.
No, he's passionate about food.
That's true.
Yeah, but like he doesn't really love sports. He doesn't really love, camping or art. Or he just kind of likes it all.
Right? This is so true. Like Gandhi, you're into art. You do wonderful paintings. Oil on canvas?
Acrylic
on canvas.
Yes. Mixed medium, actually. But yes, mostly acrylic.
So that to me, that's nice. I mean, that's something. I don't have anything like that in my world. I don't.
Is there something you've been thinking about, though? Like, oh, it'd be cool if I was more handy around the house. Let's see how to hang some things or build. Nope, nothing.
It would be nice to be able to cook better, but I don't know. I'm trying.
And then you'll be cooking just for you. So, you know what? Look, I can be honest. When I go home today, I don't really have any projects ready to go for art projects or building something. I mean, I'm going to clean out a cabinet.
Yeah.
I need to clean out my closet. But when it comes to like being creative, no, I know I'm failing with Scary on that one.
But don't you think maybe now would be a good time to jot some ideas down for your next book? This is a good time.
That is good.
Just
idea.
You and your thoughts at home.
Well, no, I've got that started actually. Yeah. This is a chapter already.
Yeah.
This friggin'
podcast.
Well, yeah. Well, the virus, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It is interesting watching, observing people and how they are responding, because everyone's responding to this differently. Have you noticed that, Danielle?
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Danielle just doesn't want to talk about it.
So Elvis, my wife Allie, she's in the medical field, and she has the same nervousness that everybody has, the unsure of what's going on. So you know what she's been doing recently? Cooking. So Sunday we had meatballs, sausage, and pasta, all pretty much like from scratch.
Done deal.
I'm getting corned beef as soon as I get home. Yes, I will be putting on the pounds, yep. But because of her nervous cooking, I am benefiting
good,
from
it. Quarantine beef?
It's the quarantine.
The quarantine 15.
It doesn't sound good, quarantine beef.
No, it doesn't.
It's like cabbage. The freshman 15.
Quarantine beef and cabbage.
It's the quarantine 15.
Honey, I've got to put it in isolation again.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, last night, I started cooking the paella, a beautiful paella. Oh, it was gorgeous.
That sounds amazing.
And Alex can't eat shrimp, so I just did chicken thighs and some andouille sausage and, you know, whatever. He's like, hey, so why don't we just open a little bottle of wine? I said, okay. I'll have a couple of, a couple of sips of wine. Kiss the chef. Come on. Bring me some wine. So we drank. Before you know it, the bottle's gone.
Oh.
And I said, Alex, we cannot drink a bottle of wine every single night. He said, but no, we can. And I said, no.
No.
Maybe we shouldn't. I mean, that's a lot of wine. A lot of wine. Every single night. Yeah. I can see it doing every once in a while.
You know what's so funny? Yesterday, I went to get my blood work done at my thyroid doctor, and he was talking about one of his patients that was complaining about gaining weight. And she's just like, I just do not understand. And she was going through everything. And then at the end, she said, you know, maybe it's the bottle of wine I drink every single night.
Yep.
And then finally, he goes, okay, here we go.
People forget.
That could do it.
Not only does it have tons of sugar, tons of calories, but also it makes you make bad decisions about what's for dessert.
Yes,
totally.
Well, you know, Elvis, I had that same feeling too, because last few nights at dinner, it doesn't feel like we have work the next day, even though we do.
Yep.
But it has that like Friday night feeling every night so far this week.
Yeah, we're off schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have nothing afterwards. It's like there's nothing. Like there's nothing on your schedule, nothing.
You know, so Andrew, my assistant, he's leaving today. And he's going to be gone for a couple of weeks. He's like, I'm just going to go home. I said, okay, I'll call you if I need you.
He can't write your schedule. You don't have one.
I don't have a schedule. Yeah. Everything is canceled. Everything is canceled.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I like canceling things.
Can we talk about the spelling of canceled? Because it's all over the place and everyone's trying to correct everybody else and they're both correct,
You
right?
can spell it both ways. Right. With two L's or one.
One's British and one's not.
What about with a K?
No.
Backwards K is acceptable.
Oh.
Yes, like crap.
What's that?
I didn't know you could spell it both ways.
Yeah, canceling with an LL or an L.
Oh.
Both ways is acceptable.
I've been watching riots erupt online. I'm
really? Brody, stop yelling at people.
Who did I yell at?
You yell at people. How would you spell canceling?
Probably with two L's.
Yeah. And it's okay.
By the way, I was I was voice texting some anger last night on social media that someone was wrong.
Yes.
And I hear from downstairs in the living room, you can't change people's minds on social media. Stop doing it.
Oh,
from my wife.
There, she was monitoring you.
Yeah. She
Good
heard
for
me.
Her.
Yeah. I said, don't worry, it's a stranger. She's like, it doesn't matter.
What was the argument?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, obviously it does.
Geez.
It was about the virus. Someone was spreading false information and I let them know they were wrong.
What were they saying?
That's not for here. It's just going to get people angry in conspiracy theories. It was a conspiracy theory that somebody wrote, and I said, you are wrong, and here's why. I voice texted it. I should have been quiet about it.
Was there family in the FBI?
No.
Right. A friend at the Pentagon?
No, but last night they were talking about how to know when you get a scam fact, a piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
They were talking about how the Stafford Act was being spread around, that they were going to shut the country down.
Right.
And everybody who told that story was like, no, a friend of mine has a friend in the military.
Exactly.
And they said that that's how you know the story's fake,
because
it's vague about who they know. But like, oh, someone in the Pentagon told a friend of mine.
I know, but you know what makes me mad is one of my best friends did this to me.
Yeah.
Said, blah, 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 heard from blah, blah, and they have a very dear friend in the Pentagon. Right. I'm like, why are you lying to me?
Here's what I learned growing up. When people, like Scary and I grew up in a very Italian neighborhood, and people would go, do you know who my uncle is? He's in the mob. That's how you know they're not in the mob.
Right.
Because no one in the mob would ever let their nephew tell people they were in the mob.
They would never tell the story.
So when somebody says, I got a friend at the Pentagon, they're lying because they would kill you.
Because I dated a guy who's...
Lies.
No.
Why are you lying?
And here's how I know.
She didn't say where, though.
Because he wouldn't tell me anything. And I would ask a lot of questions, and I would get no answers.
Yep, mob.
And I was with him when he dropped off a package once. Didn't know what we were dropping
Wait,
off.
Wait, did he work for the Pentagon or the mob?
Oh, the mob.
Did the package explode?
Drug dealer?
I had no idea what the hell was going on. Heroin. I was in the dark about everything.
You delivered heroin?
I don't think it was heroin.
Why did you deliver heroin?
I don't... You know, Danielle.
Did you deliver it to the Pentagon?
No.
Is that why you broke up with him?
What's the statute of limitations on heroin delivery?
Was it the virus? Did you create the virus?
We did. All those years ago.
How big was the package?
Very big, thank you.
Danielle's moving age.
Well, okay, so, you know, here we go. I really do think this is day number two of our new way of life. I really think we actually pushed the reset button yesterday on Monday, the 16th, right? I think that was our first new way of living day. Do you agree with that?
Yes. Well, I told you what happened. Yeah. So the president gave that speech, very powerful speech, around 3:30, 4 o'clock, whatever. I went to the supermarket at 5, and I was going to take a woman's spot. She stopped getting in her car, walked over to my car, and she said about the grocery store, excuse me, roll down your window. Roll down your window. She goes, you don't want to go in there. So what are you talking about? You don't want to go in there. I said, what's wrong? Was somebody killed? The lines are to the back of the store. Don't go in there.
Yeah.
That's the way people are. They're just, everybody's crazy. And frightened.
Yep.
And and shopping like mad.
I did the same thing. I drove by my little local spot, and I was like, oh, just run in quickly and get like a sandwich, a couple of things. I was like, no way.
Go to the store below Gandhi.
Yeah, yes. There's not
the
nobody.
Sprove Market. It's the overpriced price gouging store.
their price gouging store.
I mean, no one's going there because it's so expensive.
$14 for a can of Lysol.
No, it's $19.
You're not kidding, though. So that place is like a little bougie, scary note. Kind of uppity. Everything
best.
They sell more at a higher rate than other things. Their frozen food section has no prices on it. So I'm like, wait a second.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
But it's a piece of frozen freaking lasagna. I should be able to afford it.
There's a place in our neighborhood called Essentials. And this old hag that runs this place, but first of all, she's mean. She's just mean to everyone. She
got that from this old hag.
Yeah, you know, anyway. and everything is way overpriced in there. And she's ripped me off a couple of times. And I just looked at her and I said, I'm never coming back. She says, good, I don't want your hair. And then the other, and like several days after that, I hadn't even told that story to Alex. Alex went in. She's like, go shop somewhere else.
Wow.
And so she's just a mean old bitch. Anyway. So some of the TV stations are doing investigative reporting on price gouging. I'm going to turn her in.
Good.
Because their Lysol was $19 for a can.
That's ridiculous.
You can't even chalk that up to New York City.
No. I want her to report.
You can report that for sure.
I'm going to report this lady.
They're going to do something.
I'm going to go in there.
What a bitch.
Truth.
Now, if you report the news, will you appear on the news segment?
Oh, yeah. I will stand out in front of Essentials on Broadway.
It was her, and you point.
The old witch inside.
So I'm going to try something different.
Kick me out now, lady.
I'm thinking that if we go, see, we get the luxury of leaving here at a good, a nice part time in the morning, and I think that will be the mid-morning, early afternoon, good time to go to a grocery store where you will not experience the lines that Brody did at 5 o'clock.
Remember, a lot of people go to Essentials on Broadway. They'll overcharge you.
A lot of people are home, though, Scary.
Yes,
so
Scary.
It's not like
walking from home a lot.
Well, why can't they shop from home? I mean, go out.
Oh. See, I made the false assumption thinking everyone panicked over the weekend and they got everything they needed and they overshopped. And so now they have too much food and they have no reason to go to the grocery store. But I'm hearing grocery stores are still madhouses.
Well, I have my Instacart order coming tonight. I'll let you know what they did not deliver
tomorrow. You ordered today?
No, I ordered on... I want to say Friday night for delivery on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. So, hello, Fresh, what is it called? Fresh Select? Fresh Direct?
This is Instacart.
Or pee in a pod.
So this is between 3 and 4 p.m., and I already got the, hey, we're running behind, and we'll let you know what time we'll get to you. Yeah, so.
Yeah, what month?
Yeah, no, it'll be here today. I just don't know what time, and I don't know what'll
be
in it.
One of our favorite restaurants, Forlini's, of course, I think they closed last night. And before we left, though, they gave me some things of sauce. They had some sauces in the bag.
Nice.
They froze up some of their Forlini's pastas. I can just melt them down
and put
them in the oven.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. Who needs some Carlini's anyway?
I'll take it tomorrow.
I got a buttload of food at home.
Yes.
Well, I'm out now.
Come on, you love a buttload.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.